This is Shudders Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 319 of Shudders Inc. This is Bruce Williams from shuddersincpodcast.com, and joining me via Skype from Melbourne once again, Mr. Glyn Lavender from creativephotoworkshops.com.au. How are ya?
Hey, you. What?
Hey, you.
You know, can we call this episode the luxury edition?
If you like. Why is it luxury?
Oh, I'm coming to you tonight from my lounge room rather than my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
So an upgrade.
Have you got the house to yourself tonight, have you?
Yeah, the kids are in bed.
Oh, yeah.
But my wife's been out last night and tonight and tomorrow night.
Right.
So, I'm me Pat Malone. Oh. So it's just kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Last night she was out and my mate Adam texted me about some stuff and I said she's out. She goes, where is she? I went, oh, don't know. I'm sure she told me. But I don't know.
Right.
And I think tonight's a work Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I do know for sure is tomorrow night she's taking my eldest daughter to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big, big night for her.
Miss 8 will be very impressed with that.
She may explode.
Yes.
She may physically just explode because she didn't even really understand what a concert was when she was told.
Oh,
she
wow.
She was only told on Sunday, and it's like she didn't really kind of grasp that she'd actually be live in front of her. Then it's, oh, will I get to meet her? Will I get to talk to her? It's like, yeah, no.
No.
No. Yeah. So it's going to be fun to hear how that goes down. And yeah, so good. And how's your week been? Has it been 7 days?
Frantic, actually.
It's the time of
just
year.
Just work-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Just crazy busy.
We
had our creative department Christmas lunch today, so that was nice.
How many are in the creative department?
About 8 or 9.
Checking. Because, you know, the CPW Christmas party, staff Christmas party's on next week, and it's just me and Dave.
Right.
I'm thinking, right. So you and just some bloke called Tom or something.
Nah, there's a handful.
Now, I've got to ask you a question.
Hmm.
In the intervening sort of days since we last recorded and it came out to the world of the public, how did our PayPal go? Are we doing 2 episodes or 1 episode? Because what was the deal? If we got to $20,
yep.
Do another episode. Mm-hmm. If we got to $40, we wouldn't do any.
Something this like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we reach the 40, so we'd have to do next week? And
no, we have not reached the 40.
So we've reached the 20 and we've got to do both?
No, we didn't reach 20.
10, we've got to do 3?
No.
5?
We're gonna do we're here forever.
We got nothing. Not a single solitary.
Not a single cent of donation. No.
Oh, Bruce, do you feel special? Okay, here's the Christmas challenge for all the Shudders Inc. Isn't it? That's the name of the podcast, isn't it? Shudders Inc. listeners. If you like the show.
Yeah.
Bruce puts an awful lot of effort into this every week. You know, I do nothing. You know, I rock up. I look up at stuff on the internet 10 minutes before the. I know it doesn't show, but 10 minutes before the show starts, I just rock up. I do nothing. You know, this man puts his heart and soul for many years for you people.
Thank you, mate.
I've just found out his favourite drink's a bottle of red wine.
Yep.
So let's try and get together. If everyone put in just a single dollar in PayPal, that's going to get $8 or $9 up. You can buy it.
That's a cheap bottle of red.
You can buy a cheap bottle. You can buy the Aldi shopping centre for like $5 a bottle of red. So come on, everybody. I'll call into everybody, and I won't mention names because it's embarrassing you. But even everyone who's been on the Past the Film project,
mm-hmm.
all the work he put in that book and stuffed it up and made it too big and put wrong names and stuff, you know, $1 each. $1. In fact, I'm going to start. I'm going to put my dollar in right as we speak. So there we go. I'm supporting your Christmas this year, dude.
Thank you.
It comes my dollar. It won't be the most expensive, the cheapest thing I bought on eBay. There we go. I've hit the donate button. So it's as easy as go to shuddersincpodcast.com, enter in the donation amount. And send, and it's on the way. Or should make sure I put a point between that.
Just got $100 from Glyn Lavender. Now you're talking. That'll buy a serious bottle of red.
You've entered an invalid amount. Oh, you. What? I did do one. Oh, but, hang on a sec.
This is riveting stuff, mate.
No, but here's the thing. So, you know, I put 1.00 instead of 1.00. It wouldn't let it go through. Done. You, my friend, are 1/7 of your way towards a cheap, crappy bottle of wine.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Oh, dear. So what's your week been like?
Well, bit of Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you do this time of year, running around doing organising stuff. My daughter's school presentation night.
Oh, cool.
It's on the sweep, and she achieved the General Excellence Award in school.
Nice.
Which is her second year in a row. It's the highest award the school gives.
Wow.
And it's... But as many students as possible can win the award.
Oh, okay.
But it's an achievement award based on grade. So
right.
You've got to be performing. So my daughter's school is in the top percent, top 10%. All the kids are in the top 10% of all the kids in Australia school-wise.
Wow.
So I think like 95% of the students in the school are in the top 10% in Australia.
Wow.
And school does, if you're in the top 90, if you're in the top 10% effectively, if all your grades are 90% and above, in all your major core subjects, and you're performing what's called well above average, then you get this a General Excellence Award.
So she's effectively in the top 1% of students in the country.
Yeah.
Wow. So you'll be pretty proud of that.
And my little one's even smarter. So.
Right.
But the thing is that she's clever, but she's not. You know, she's not no genius or nothing because she comes from me.
Right.
So she's a good rounded kid, but she's not like a genius. She's not like super smart. She's just a good competent kid. You know? So, that was pretty good. And we didn't know she was getting it, and we were sort of hoping. So, and when they called her name out, she was excited, and we were pretty darn excited too. So, that was nice.
That's awesome.
And this is the last week of school for Dan here, for my daughter's school anyway. Yeah. And from day one, on Monday morning, and it's Thursday now, the school's had this crazy, weird energy vibe going on. It's like someone opened up the asylum and let everybody out. The kids have just gone. You could feel it in the air. That's how weird everything had got.
Yeah, right.
So it was kind of funny walking around. Then I did a one-on-one today.
Cool.
Lovely lady came down from Brisbane. And,
wow. What, not specifically to do the one-on-one?
Yeah.
Really?
Good dude. Wow. Yeah, I'm worth it. Yeah.
Well, you and I know that, but...
I've got another guy coming down from Sydney.
Wow.
To do one. Yeah, so people will trav, which is good.
That's awesome.
So that was a good day. She wanted to mostly work on flash,
yep,
which is good. So we took one photo that was natural light because I just can't resist good natural light.
Right.
And yeah, so that was a kind of a fun day. So I'm a bit, it was rather warm in Melbourne today and standing in the sun for a lot of the day, I've got a bit of headache.
Right.
You know, it's like you're just tired and standing and all that stuff. But we got a couple of nice photos. More importantly, and I can tell you, I loved it. From the first sentence out of her mouth, I loved her. Because she says to me straight away, she goes, look, I don't care about the photos today. I'm here to learn.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome. She goes, I don't care if all the photos suck. I was just here. I want to make sure I'm learning stuff and getting a lot out of it. I said, well, yeah, you just became my world's best friend.
Yeah.
So I got an email earlier in the week from a guy.
Yeah.
And wanted to know, you know, details about one-on-one. And his first question is, who's the model? It's like... No.
That's missing, not the important part.
Missing the point,
yeah.
So anyway, that was good. So I've got one-on-one. I've got another one-on-one this weekend. I'm doing a weekend one and then a couple of workshops next week. Then I'm off for a little bit of time for a couple of weeks, which would be nice.
Nice.
Yes.
Excellent.
And, you're not having a break over Christmas, are you, other than the normal holidays?
Yeah, that's right. I work up to and including Christmas Eve, and then I just have the public holidays off. I work the 3 days in between Christmas and New Year.
It's only 3 days, is it?
Yeah.
That's no hardship, is it?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then it's sort of back to normal from Monday the 4th. So, but then we're off to Western Australia for a week. I've got 2 weeks off the second and third weeks of January, so... Off to WA for those 2 weeks, and Saturday the 9th will be meetup number 31, which will be Noir Trois. Bought myself a new softbox this week.
Did you?
I did.
What is it?
It's just a no-name brand off eBay. It was like $40 for a 80-centimeter octobox.
Hang on a sec. It was how much?
About $40.
So you're telling me we didn't get $40 of donations in from PayPal, yet you just conveniently happened to spend $40 on eBay. And how'd you pay with it? PayPal?
Yes.
So what? Oh, here we go. Now the truth's out, dude.
What?
We got the donations in.
No, we didn't.
And you've gone and spent it all on a softbox for yourself.
My other softbox is broken.
Really?
Or the bracket for it had broken.
You can't buy just cheap, crappy ones that last anymore, can you?
No, you can't. There you go.
That's what I complained about on Facebook a month or so ago. I said, I'm sick and tired of spending big on belts and breaking them, so no more $5 belts for me. Only cheap ones from now.
Yeah, I've
lost 4 kilos this week, speaking of belts.
Really?
Yeah. So, deliberately.
You've misplaced your camera and you can't.
That sort of pierced my ego a bit. No, I'm trying. Me and Malcolm Fackender, Faxter, we had a challenge, which I'm hoping he's forgotten about. Vietnam, but by India, to see who's lost the most weight.
Oh, wow.
And I forgot about it.
Right.
Last week. Yeah. So I've just started. And I'm hoping he's forgotten. And he shows up just as big, you know, and I'm going, hey, mate, what happened to that, you know? Yeah, Slim Jim over here, you know?
So
I'm going to lose like 15 kilos before India.
Wow.
To kind of make it, just a bit of an easier trip if you don't weigh so much. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I just jumped
off. Well done. That's great.
It's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. So 80-centimeter octobox to work with speed lights and it's designed in such a way that you mount the speed light actually fires into the umbrella shape.
Yeah, they're good. No, they're a lovely light.
So I'm looking forward to giving that a bit of a try, and I've got an annual leave day tomorrow, Friday. Ooh. So hopefully tomorrow I'll get it out and give it a whirl.
What are you going to shoot at?
I have no idea. Okay. I was hoping to line up our sick model from the Country Girl and Horse shoot. And I rang her today and left a voicemail for her, but she hasn't got back to me, so I don't know if that's happening or not. So I'm guessing not. Don't know. Might just drag Max away from the Xbox for 5 minutes.
And just shove your head here, son.
Yeah, exactly. Failing that, I'll get the dog.
Oh, man, you are. How many doggy treats is that going to cost you?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway. Yeah. So I've been looking at the number and quantity and quality of submissions of stories to the Facebook wall.
Number and quality of it, that's not a good idea. The number, you go on. Lots of number, not much quality.
What I've noticed is that there seems to be a 100% contribution rate by one person.
Bloody Adam McDavidson. Yeah. So, I don't listen to the podcast. But...
Now, I do want to just jump in here. we recorded last night. It's now Friday morning. And I want to make an apology because we do get other stories submitted. Carl generally submits some stories. Reg Vardy occasionally submits some stories. So, no, it's not 100% Adam. I was just being very theatrical last night. In fact, I did actually get a story this week from Carl via email. We mentioned either last week or the week before that Luminous Landscape have now moved to a subscription model, and Carl has subscribed for the princely sum of $15 a year. And he sent me a link to an article on third-party lens mount adapters, you know, the sort that allow you to, you know, put Canon lens on a Sony body, that kind of thing. So things like the Metabones and some of those other adapters that are around. So I thought, I'll put that in the show notes as well for anyone that wants to, toy with that idea of mixing, brand allegiances between their camera bodies and their lenses. You'll obviously be looking for an adapter of some sort. So I'll put that link in the show notes for anyone that wants to check that out. So thank you, Carl. And I also got a video link sent to me by David Kembry. And you know how they say never work with children and animals? This is classic. This was from the National Geographic Channel. And basically, this team of photographers have been tasked with photographing portrait style on a white seamless backdrop. 12,000 species of animal. I'll leave it at that. I won't spoil it for you. Go watch the video. It is hilarious. Some of the antics, you know, trying to get these animals to sit still on a backdrop. Yeah, pretty amazing. So, yeah, definitely check that out. So thank you for that link, David. All right, now back to what we recorded last night. So in order to try and encourage more people to post more stories that they'd like us to talk about, I'm doubling Adam's wages. Adam, you heard it here first. Doubling your wages, mate.
That's that $40 spending.
So we're doubling Adam's wages in the hopes that this will encourage more people to post some stories on the wall.
I'll tell you what, here's the thing. We're going to triple Adam's wage.
Triple?
But we're going to set him a challenge.
Right.
To not get stories from Petapixel.
Yeah, right.
For where he gets his info from.
I tell you what, we'll double it for this week, and if he can come up with stories that aren't from Petapixel next week, then we'll triple it.
We've got a special guest next week coming on, and so he'll take up a lot of the shows. There won't be time for a lot of stories,
right?
But yeah, a good half the show to our lovely special guest. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not Santa.
No,
just in case you're wondering. Yeah,
he was all busy. Right. So, what do you got for us?
Me?
Yeah,
nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
I was kind of flicking through all sorts of stuff today. I'm going to keep flicking on even the list I sent you. I'm not going to follow any sort of order.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of fun that way, you know?
Yeah.
I saw this guy, look at these weird things that people have invented.
Right.
Around photography.
Yeah.
And I found this guy who's come up with this thing called a pinhole alarm clock.
Right.
And it's basically when the clock strikes, every hole where the 1, 2, 3, 4 to 12, when the clock gets to a certain point, that camera takes a photo. The 3 takes a photograph. The 4 takes a photo on the hour. So you get one photo an hour,
right?
24 hours a day, and it just keeps taking these photographs
of just whoever's standing in front of the clock.
Whatever's in front of the alarm clock.
Yeah, right.
which is kind of, if it's pointing out a window, it could be kind of interesting. But it was such a clever idea, you know.
Some people seriously have too much time on their hands.
I know. It's kind of cool, but yeah, hello. Yeah, but kind of cool. It's more of an art thing, I guess. That kind of makes it feel like more like an art thing.
Yeah.
And in a similar vein of weirdness, you've all seen those lens cups, that look like lenses.
You've just moved, and now you're further from your microphone. You need to.
I'm actually closer.
No, you're not.
I am.
Believe me, you're not.
No, I am. So I'm holding it in my hand now. Before it was further away.
Okay, so which direction are you facing?
Straight at it.
It's suddenly... North. You have suddenly become much more reverberant as if you were further... Hey?
East. I was facing east.
There you go. Now you've come back.
I put it back. I put it back down on the ground.
So you think I don't hear these things, mate?
Oh, you audiophile, shouldn't you? So we've all seen the cups.
The cups?
The cups that look like lenses.
No.
Have you never seen the cups that look like lenses? You get like the 24 to 70 coffee cups.
Oh, right. Sorry, the coffee cup type, like travel mugs.
The cups that look like lenses.
Okay, now I'm with you. Yeah, okay. Right.
Well, let's just give Bruce a minute to catch up, folks. Well, this guy's got a camera lens calendar.
Okay.
Basically, the focus ring is up for the month.
Oh, nice.
For the day.
Nice.
Love it.
It's a bugger to read from the other side of the room, though.
It's very cool, though. If it was only a coffee cup as well.
That's awesome.
If it was a coffee cup calendar, it'd be perfect. But that was really kind of cool.
That is cool. That is creative. I'll give him that. That is very creative.
That was pretty darn cool. Oh, just remind me, looking at my list of stuff here. Remember was it called the stand-in baby or whatever it was called?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw one of my customers on Facebook posting this week that she's just secured one.
Are you serious?
So they've got at least one sale.
Oh, wow.
And she's really all over the moon. I finally got one. I got one ordered. Oh, so excited. And, you know, I did something then that I really do.
Mm.
I didn't say anything.
Right.
I didn't post comment.
Right.
I just quietly walked away. I thought it was best for everybody.
I thought you inflicted enough damage two weeks ago.
Best for everybody. Just walk away. Don't say a thing. So now I came across this week.
Well, look, you'll have to at least stay in touch with her and you know, when she does actually...
I'm going to watch the photos of the standing baby.
Yeah. But just, you know, get her feedback once she has actually got the product.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do some useful research rather than just look at it and tease.
Yeah.
Okay. Novel concept.
Yeah.
A whole new approach for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very different. I came across this photograph on Petapixel.
Right.
Stop stealing my damn things. Of Jupiter.
Yeah.
From above.
From above.
From above. As in, not the angle that we always see.
Right.
It's shooting down from above on the poles.
Right.
So the rings. So have a look at the link.
Yeah.
And then your sarcasm will disappear and you'll go, oh, my God. That's what you'll say. Just like that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. That's just a photograph of somebody's cup of coffee.
It's not a photograph of somebody's cup of coffee. It's done by NASA. NASA cup.
So how big was the softbox that they sent out there so that they could light the planet from all sides? Answer that for me.
Oh, now, see, it's an amalgam of images.
Ah. Oh,
because the lens.
There you go. They photoshopped it. No value in that at all.
But it's seriously cool to see a perspective that is so different than what you're used to seeing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You see something that's so recognizable, so instantly recognizable, and all of a sudden you see it's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
But looking at it now, do you know what I reckon it would make now? A great set of plates.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or drink coasters.
Jupiter plates.
You put your coffee cup down on it and you wouldn't know that it left coffee rings on your coasters.
You'd be scraping the bottom of your bowl, trying to get those little bits off the bottom. Yeah. Trying to wash it clean.
Scrub, 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 scrub. Won't come off.
But it's pretty cool. I've got to say because speaking of different perspective, today I did a behind the scenes shots of the modeling photograph with just holding my camera at my 15-30 on at 15 directly above both the model and the person shooting. So it's straight down.
Oh, okay. Behind the scenes. Yeah,
and that's once again a perspective I've just never seen before. You know, that was kind of cool. Once again, seeing something that's so familiar, so different.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that was good. I like that. Then I watched this awesome video on this guy's taking a drone, as everyone does these days, but done aerial photography of some of the world's largest salmon runs.
Okay,
up in Alaska.
Right.
So the videography is
what is a salmon run?
Okay, so salmon live out in the ocean until it's time to spawn, and then they move their way
up. They swim up the rivers.
In massive schools.
Right.
And then they fertilize their eggs, they do the breeding, and then they all die.
The ones that don't get eaten by bears on the way.
Which is, and once again, if you see the sheer volume of fish going up these rivers, how that's impossible.
Right.
Hence, that's the reason why they go up in such big numbers, nothing can take them out in one. Nothing.
Safety
nothing
in numbers, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing natural. And so, but the videography, and there's one shot of them on top of their spawning reds, which is where they dig sort of circles in the riverbed or the waters, the base.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, it's like looking at the surface of the moon, but with fish on it.
Wow.
It's fabulous stuff. Cool. So that was really nice.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Speaking of safety in numbers.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. I was watching this documentary on numbers the other day, on the power and magic of numbers. And there's this particular species of cicada in France, I think it was, that only crawls to the surface once every 13 years.
Wow.
And the reason it's every 13 years is because it misses...
the breeding cycle of one of its predators?
And also one of its other species of cicada, where if they were to crossbreed, would be really bad for the species.
Yeah, right.
So by having this massive cycle, I think if they were to do it like every 7 years, they would cross over.
Sync up.
Yeah, every X amount of years they'd cross over, because this other one goes every 4 years or something,
wow.
Right? But by being 13 years, it's only twice in 205 years would they ever
link.
So, which is just, that's the magic of numbers and safety.
Nature is amazing.
It is. And these things come out in their millions. At the same time, for all that safety against predators, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah, right.
So that was good. Then I came across, here's a good thing for wedding photographers out there.
Hmm.
Guaranteed no cloud, no rain wedding days.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Right.
This company for $150,000 will cloud burst your wedding.
Oh, dear.
And burst away any clouds.
And they guarantee this?
I didn't read the fine print.
Yeah.
or the semi-bold print for that.
Right.
But it's apparently only in France at the moment. And they're looking to do it. So if you had to also fly to France, which could add to the 150,000.
Right.
But you could have a nice French castle in the background, so it could be worth it.
Right. So they're cloud seeding with a chemical called silver iodide, which causes the clouds to rain.
Yeah.
That's only good the day before. What happens if you...
They do it in the morning.
What happens if you get the kind of weather we've had here in the last 3 months?
It's been nuts.
Whereas rain that goes for days and days and days.
I'm not sure if we... Did we talk about Adelaide's weather last week's podcast, or was that...
I don't think so.
Because Adelaide, South Australia, set a record this month. It was on, I heard this, I think it was on December 7th, so it was only a few days ago.
Yeah.
So in the first 7 days of December, they set a record for the lowest overnight temperature in history.
Right.
And the highest overnight temperature in history in a December day.
Wow.
In the same week.
Oh, that's crazy.
7.9 degrees and 30.7 degrees.
Oh.
All in the same week.
Yikes. 30 degrees is an overnight minimum.
Minimum 30, almost 31, and then the same week 7.9,
which is
just shows how crazy the weather is at the moment down here. So
that is crazy.
Yeah, they say climate change doesn't exist, but I can't remember whether it's been like this. It was snowing down in the hills around Melbourne a couple of days ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, and it was 37 the next day.
Yeah, and
humidity. Now we don't get humidity. Early this week, it's been overcast and humid like crazy, and we don't get humid weather at all, hardly ever.
Yeah.
So it was almost like being in Asia with the overcast and the humidity.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So and
just for our American listeners, 37, that's 100 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. Wow.
So yes, it's a very very strange weather.
Yep.
Then I came across this thing called flip back.
Right.
Which I thought was a really darn cool, novel idea. But it's a few years old. I don't know how it's even going.
Right.
But have a look at that link.
Flip back innovations. Okay. An angled viewfinder. Okay. So does it clip onto the bottom of your camera?
Your camera. And it reflects your screen of your camera. So you can put your camera onto all the weird angles and still be able to see the screen.
That's cool.
Without having to, you know, if you've got bad back, bad knees, you can do that low angle.
Obviously,
stuff.
This is only of any value to cameras that have live view.
Yes, yeah, because it's going to be hard any other way.
Yeah, not going to work for a DSLR or something.
No. So I'm not sure if this is a few years old, I think. But kind of cool.
But it's a great idea.
I liked it.
You know, looking at the graphic on the header of the page, it reminds me of the stance with a box brownie.
It does.
Doesn't it? But that's cool.
That was just once again, a little bit out of the ordinary.
Because, I'm still shooting, obviously, with an SLR that only has a, you know, viewfinder. It doesn't have live view on my screen.
Yeah.
And I know, as a landscape photographer, there are times when you want to get really close to the ground.
Yeah.
And it's super hard to get, you know, the angle and then actually get your eye to the viewfinder and get the framing and composition.
Even with live view, if your screen's not flexible, if you go down low and then tilt, you can't see squat anyway.
That's it.
So that's why I always say something like the Nikon D750 is a better choice than the Nikon D810.
Right.
Because I think we were talking about this for Richard Ingram the other week, because that flexible screen.
Yeah.
That's a godsend for shooting over. I mean, if I could have done that today when shooting that overhead.
Yeah, right.
Perspective would have made life a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
For framing, for low angle, high angle stuff. And once again, there's different perspectives are so powerful in their photos.
Yeah.
That makes it so easy to do. Yeah. You know, I'd like to see more cameras with rotating screens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it was a pretty cool thing.
Very nifty.
And then I came across this other very weird thing called the magnetic footed cat camera.
Right.
And it's this little cat that you can, like, funnily enough, magnetize. You can put it, you can stick it on stuff.
So a camera for magnetic-footed cats.
You can stick this little camera, and it's innocuous because it just looks like a little cat, but it's taking photos automatically.
Oh, okay.
it's just this funny, weird little...
So it looks like a little plastic doodad that you'd sit on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
But it's actually a camera.
Yeah.
Video camera or still camera?
I don't know.
You didn't read that far.
Pardon?
Okay.
No longer a camera, more like a pet, that says there you are. It's apparently it's on sale. But usually cameras are made for recoding. That means recording.
Yeah.
But it's important for it to always be fun. Yeah, without this fun aspect, you would not click the shutter. And without clicking the shutter, nothing exciting could ever happen. Sure, it must be fun to click the shutter, but it must especially be fun when it is not in use. What? It must be fun when it is not in use. This is because when you think about it, cameras spend a much longer time not used than used. The time you spend rolling
it... I've been watching my camera bag.
The time you spend rolling it in your palms and imaging what a great moment you will meet tomorrow is what's important. This is how we came to produce a digital Harunazumi Nikono Digital Camera 2. Takes an unthinkable form as a camera. We count on you to come up with the unthinkable scenes to capture this camera.
This was clearly translated from another language.
Oh, the last line. It goes on, but the last line. Hoping you will like our pleasance.
So here we go. It's a 3-megapixel sensor. So still images are 2048 by 1536 and movies at 640 by 480 pixels.
I'm thinking it might be a bit aged.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's very funny.
That's crazy.
Very funny little thing. It's just one of these weird little things I came across this week. I've got to remember that one. And then, I didn't know... I've never heard of this show before. It must be an American thing. Apparently, there's a TV show from 1985 through to 91 called The World of Photography.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either.
Oh, is that someone put that link up, did they?
Yeah, Adam.
Oh, of course he did. Get off my side, dude. But the view up, so I'm stealing your thunder now, Adam. I got in first. They've uploaded several hundred either short clips or full episodes from this TV show. But it's got some great people on there. Yeah, it's got not Lena Lovitz, it's somebody else I'm thinking of.
Annie Leibovitz, yeah.
That's it, not Lena Lovitz, Annie Leibovitz, same thing.
Gregory Heisler?
Yes, was it Jim Domke?
Right.
Who does Domke bags.
Okay.
He might do other things. but it's got a whole bunch of stuff. And I think it'd be kind of cool to go back and watch, but not only what's changed, but for what's exactly the same.
I haven't had a chance to watch any of the segments. I had a quick look at the Petapixel article that Adam quoted, and they said that over the time that the show was in production, they recorded or shot about 450 of these short segments for the show, and of those 450, they've put about 200 up on the YouTube channel. So it's about half of the content that they, published in the time that the show was on air. So, and they said that, although, some of it's obviously dated, a lot of the principles still hold today,
I mean, how many things are we still asking the same questions about that we've been asking since, and you go back and look at old photography magazines and look at the cover.
Yeah.
You go back to like a 1960s photography magazine and look at a year's worth and you'll see how to get great black and whites.
Yeah.
How to shoot landscapes.
Yep.
Killer macro.
Yep.
Portraits.
Yep.
Black and white landscapes.
Different lighting techniques for portraiture.
Rinse, lather, repeat. Black and white portraits. Black and white landscapes. Photo magazines.
Publishers must have absolutely loved it when color film came along because it was like suddenly we can repurpose all this content and put color
now
on
it. Now it's doing color. The last thing I've got is about a 1-hour documentary on Henri Cartier-Bresson. With him, it's him live talking and following him around shooting and discussing his thoughts and his techniques. And
yeah, right.
So for anyone who loves a bit of street photography, there's a good hour to waste.
Wow, nice.
So, that's my guff for the week, my friend.
Yeah.
So well, thanks. You can talk now for the rest. I'm going to go.
Well, I haven't got a lot to cover.
Oh, good.
So you can hang around. The first one, this was one that I came across on popphoto.com, and it was this guy who has built what he calls a Filmomat, automatic film developing machine.
This is great.
It was fantastic. And he's got this little five-minute video that's on YouTube. There's no indication that he's actually started a Kickstarter or anything like that, but he's built this thing the size of a microwave oven with all the separate tanks, and it automatically, you know, fills and drains and agitates and does all the things that are required for developing film, and it looks awesome.
It's so, I used to have an automatic developing machine back in the 80s.
Right.
And walk into the camera store and say, develop this. It was automatic. It was really easy.
Nice.
And the machine was nowhere near as big as that. You know? I'm sure we covered earlier this year, someone's come out with a film developing system that was only takes one tank and no shaking. You just basically put the film, you put the chemicals and let it sit there.
Was this for C41?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember enough about it. Vague memory tapping at the back of my head.
Yeah, right.
I know one thing's for sure. It was a lot smaller than his microwave machine.
Right.
So, yeah, if you maybe look up and see if you can find that again.
Yeah, cool. And then there were five things submitted by Adam, the first of which, and hopefully everyone would have seen this on their social media channels already, Adobe have now made Lightroom completely free on Android. Is it the same for iOS? No. Didn't even look.
No.
Right, no. So it's free on Android.
It's the Lightroom Lite or something, so it wouldn't be able to imagine it's your Lightroom, is it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Lightroom mobile version.
Yeah, mobile. Right, yeah. So obviously it's not going to be quite as a heavy lifter as the, you know, your Windows or your OS X version, but it would certainly be handy, I would imagine, if you're traveling and just need to process some raw images to JPEG for social media or that sort of stuff. So,
Adobe already made Lightroom Mobile iOS for Apple for free when it released version 2 back in October. So maybe we can see that.
There you go.
That's interesting. So I was looking at MacBook, not MacBook, Apple iPad Pros last week, thinking as a travel tool. And not really pleased with the post-processing options to make it a viable tool. But I might have to go look at that iOS and see how good it is.
Yeah.
So you don't need cloud, you don't need anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. Yeah.
The next one was the rain jacket. And this was on Petapixel. And this is it's a $400 rain jacket designed for photographers. As Adam pointed out, the peak on the hoodie doesn't stick out far enough to protect your 70-200.
Yeah.
So, but presumably... So
it should be extendable. No. It does. It is. It's an extended hood. It pulls out.
Yeah, but even when it's pulled out, it's not long enough to cover a 70.
It's got like a little little range finder. Yeah. It's only just covering the end of that.
That's right.
It's not going to do a 35 sensor camera with a 24/70 on it.
But as I said on Facebook, you know, most of your 2.8 70-200s are weather sealed anyway. So
yeah, but not the cheaper versions.
No. Anyway.
And weather sealed doesn't mean packing it down either. And
within limits for sure.
Within limits of it's like $400 or something too. So it's pretty darn expensive price. It looks like it's made of the same material as the Trey Ratcliffe bag. So maybe there's some sort of theme thing. They're trying to do the same colour so people can colour match.
Right.
If someone's helped spend $4 million backing a bag, they might buy a $400 coat.
The next one, this was on seek.com.au, which is an Australian job hunting website, for a Snapchat photographer. Looking for Snapchat photographer for 2016. Sister Force behind How to Live is seeking a Snapchat photographer. Following an increasing demand for content, one of the platform's most popular accounts, Hot to Live, is searching for a photographer to join their growing team. So, yeah. You'll need to
minimum 100 hours use experience using a smartphone. Yeah, right.
Okay, that's every single person on the planet under the age of 25.
That's a week's use of that. Yeah. Versed in funny caption writing. Experienced in taking selfies. Oh, here we go. Great attention to deets.
We couldn't be bothered writing details.
The ability to draw over Snapchat photos will be looked upon favourable.
But interestingly, there is no indication as to how much they're going to pay you.
No, but the candidate must possess a keen interest in food.
Yeah.
Well, that works for me. Fashion. Yeah. Luxury travel.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah. Be available for regular travel to major cities and tropical destinations. Be willing to attend parties, movie premieres, and international fashion weeks. Gee, this is going to be a hard job for people. Yeah. What isn't it? Yeah, dear. Well, it's one of these role-playing.
Yeah.
Company sisters Jess and Steph to meetings, events, and trips.
Not sure about that one, but anyway.
You're going to shoot upwards of 70 posts a day. To Snapchat.
Link will be in the show notes for anyone that wants to apply for that job. And the last
frequent listening to Justin Bieber on repeat.
And the last one, again from Petapixel, the National Park Service in the US are looking for an Ansel Adams type person, and they're prepared to pay you $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
There you go.
You have to shoot his way?
Well, I don't know. Don't know.
Yet to be called Ansel Adams?
The same job opening has appeared again. The National Park Service is looking to hire a black and white large format photographer, and the salary is up to $100,000 a year.
Yeah, up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We start at six.
But you've got to shoot at large format.
And you've got to have a liking of food, fashion, luxury travel, and employees are expected to abide by a strict dress code, which includes encouragement of free self-expression and head-to-toe pink attire on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Is this the Ansel Adams gig?
I thought if you mix the two jobs together, it could be very interesting. You've got to travel to exotic locations.
Yeah.
You've got to wear pink, which is good in hunting season. Yeah. You don't get shot. The two just go hand in hand. I'm not sure how. Someone sent through a link about how you can now take your photos straight from your camera to your iPhone. By cable during the week. I'm pretty sure it was Carl from memory.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure how you go from getting from the large format camera to Snapchat 70 times a day. So the
Might be somewhat of a challenge.
You might do a bit of a workaround on that.
Well, no, you see, what you need that guy with his little microwave-sized film developing thing.
And go on board.
Yeah, you take it with you.
We've nailed this.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your pink wardrobe like, dude?
Slightly thin on the ground. Well, that'll do it for this week. So,
well, that's it. It's the penultimate show.
Yes, for this year anyway.
Yeah. Oh. So, everybody, don't forget the bottle of wine. We're $6 short. And if we go all the hog to like $10, that's a slightly less crappy bottle of red wine. Slightly less. So let's give Bruce a bit of encouragement for all the effort. For what episode number is this, dude?
319.
For 319 episodes of pain he's put you through, that's going to be worth a dollar.
Thank you, mate.
Hey, you've already got a dollar from me, so you don't have to be nice anymore.
And I can see the email has come through.
It came through. Yeah. I was genuine.
Glenn Lavender via PayPal.
$1.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to be, folks. It's mostly painless.
That's right.
And worth it's the price of admission just for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
The thing is, Bruce is going to drink the entire bottle whilst on next week's episode. That'd be funny.
Yes, it would.
Okay,
well, mate, will you have a good week?
I will. See you next week.
And we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye. Shutters Inc., another audio2you.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out ShuttersIncPodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@ShuttersIncPodcast.com.